Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings. And Dusty, the NFL is back. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, they're giving all new players a can't-miss offer for week one. Get this, you just bet $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season, and you get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN, that's code KSN, for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante, he's Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dustin, it is time to talk about the big questions on this Penn State football team. We're going to start with the offense, because we always start with the offense. And if you're starting with the offense, what position do we have to start with first as far as question marks?
Oh, I don't know. How about the one that we spent 30 minutes on last week and the one that we'll spend 30 minutes on many, many weeks, depending on how things go? I mean, the quarterback position, it's where everything starts. It's where your program starts. It's where your offense starts. So why not? I know we've discussed this till we're blue in the face, but you know the question still exists until Sean Clifford steps onto the big stage and either proves or confirms what people think about him. Is he ready for primetime? Is he the 2019 version of himself? Is he the version of himself that was much better in the final 4 weeks of last year? Can he mix being the game manager that he was in the second half of last season with adding some more explosive plays to the offense? We will see. But it's the question of all questions when it comes to the offense, when it comes to this team. You know, I really feel like Penn State's roster from 1 to 85 is pretty well equipped to make a run. I don't think they're beating Ohio State. I don't think they're winning the Big Ten East. I don't think they're winning the Big Ten. But for them to be the best version of themselves, Sean Clifford has to be the guy. And I think it's fair to wonder whether he is or isn't. He's definitely shown some flashes in the pros column. He's definitely shown some flashes in the cons column. So I'm curious to see what a full offseason has done. I'm curious to see what coaching from Mike Yurcich has done. And we'll find out right away. I don't know that they're going to really lean on him too hard in the opener at Wisconsin, but he's going to have to make some throws in order to beat that Wisconsin defense.
Dusty, in your notes that you sent me, you have one simple question here. It's, is Sean Clifford ready for prime time? Is he?
I mean, if I had to give a yes or no answer at this point, and it's going to sound horribly unfair, but no. I mean, the what happened last year is too fresh for me. I mean, that was not good quarterback play at all. And I guess I lean a little bit more cynicism than optimism, but you and I, we've covered this before. Like, we've seen it, right? Like, we've seen it. It's just, can we see it on a more consistent basis? I'm not sure if we've really seen it on a consistent basis for 2 years. Is year three when it all comes together? Clearly, you know, his football twin, Joe Burrow, has shown that it's never too late. Right? Like that it's all fun and games comparing these two, but Joe Burrow showed that it's never too late. You keep grinding and working and maybe the light bulb officially comes on, and that possibility is very real for Sean Clifford. I'm not buying it till I see it. And I think there's a lot of people who are in this same camp.
So you're saying no.
I'm
putting a gun to your head, Dusty. Yes or no? Is he ready?
Don't do this to me again, Jim. Our last disagreement, you had a gun to my head too. I'm gonna say no.
Why are you such a Penn State football hater, Dusty?
One way, if I said yes, you were gonna ask the opposite question, weren't you? You homer.
I'll tell you what. And my answer to the question, is he ready for prime time? I'm gonna say yes. Okay, and you could throw homer at me, But last segment I talked about Indiana being a surprise on the positive side last season. Immediately I'm thinking it's going to go the other way. With Sean Clifford, last year he disappointed us. He underperformed. I don't think that was the real Sean Clifford. I'm not going to be like you and call him the next Joe Burrow, but I do think he is ready for prime time as far as a college football player. I don't know. I don't think he's ever going to be a first-round draft pick in the NFL, but I do think he's a good college quarterback. And last year, between COVID and everything else, new offensive coordinator, it just everything went wrong that could go wrong. I'm a believer in Mike Yurcich. I think it's going to work out. And I'm sure you're going to bring this up to me if it doesn't work out this way, Dusty. But I'm going to be saying Sean Clifford is ready for prime time. Let's look at a couple other positions and the question marks there. And where at quarterback you question the starter, you question the depth, it's almost the exact opposite questions at running back. It's like they have too many starters there.
And this is going to have to sort itself out. I look back at 2019, the way that that ended up being sorted out with Journey Brown and Noah Kane ended up being the top guys when it was Ricky Slade to start the year. I think you're going to see something. If Noah Kane is healthy, I don't think he starts the year at anything but the top guy. And I don't think he ends the year as anything but the top guy. Where I think there very well could be movement from week one to week 12 is number two onward. And my prediction is that for week one, it's Noah Kane, it's Kevon Lee, and it's John Lovett. I think by week 12, I'm gonna say Keziah Holmes is your second best Penn State running back by week 12. That would be, if you want to call that a bold prediction or a hot take or whatever, I see a lot of ability in Keziah Holmes. Not that it doesn't exist with Kevon Lee. Not that I'm not buying that John Lovett can be a really nice, productive piece of this. Not that I'm not buying that Devin Ford, when he's at his best, brings something to the table these other four guys can't. I think Keziah Holmes is a tremendous mix of upside and consistency that Devin Ford does not have. So I think you're going to see a pretty broad evolution of this top three from week 1 to 12. But I think they start the year with the most known commodities. And I think Devin Ford and Keziah Holmes will get their shots. And it's going to be who makes plays. And I think Keziah Holmes is going to make plays when he gets a shot.
I'll tell you what, Dustin, we don't do hot takes here. We do bold predictions. Keziah Holmes getting up to number two, bold prediction. All right, because I want to cover everything. Let's go a little more rapid fire here. Let's go tight end. And your question is, will they be really good or will they be great? A lot of confidence there, Dusty.
I think those are the two avenues for me. And I think this is going to be a great 1-2 punch. They're going to need this 1-2 punch. I love Theo Johnson. Brenton Strange has done nothing but get better and better to this point. We're going to see the best version of him too. I lean towards great. And I think it's just a matter of putting it together on the field now. They looked really good together in unison last year.
I tell you what, at tight end, I love these two guys. And what I love about them is they're both very willing blockers, along with being able to catch the ball and make stuff happen. I really like the tight ends also. Let's talk wide receiver. Pretty confident about the top two guys, but your question is there a chance we'll get two 1,000-yard receivers?
I think statistically that is kind of far-fetched. But you are looking at two guys. What Jahan Dotson have last year? What, about 840 or something like that? He led the Big Ten with around 840, 850. I don't know the exact number. And that was in a limited amount of time. Without question, you know, these two guys are going to be the most targeted players on the field. I like what the tight ends are doing. I don't think you're going to see a huge number of targets go towards the tight ends and away from Parker Washington and Jahan Dotson. My guess is that Jahan Dotson will get there and that Parker Washington finishes in that, you know, 850-ish range. If he adds some more big play element to his game, and maybe that yards per catch goes up a little bit from last year, you could see him get there. But I think Parker Washington is going to be good for 60 catches and 800-plus yards. I just don't think he's going to get to 1,000. But my point with that is that these two are going to dominate the attention of Sean Clifford. I love what the tight ends are doing. They're going to get their looks. They're gonna really be able to stretch opposing defenses. But when it comes down to it, they need to get the ball in the hands of Jahan Dotson and Parker Washington as often as humanly possible.
You know, Dusty, I've repeated this many times. I'm a real big Parker Washington guy. Definitely going to be the second threat. The bigger question is, will there be a third guy as a threat? I'm not that concerned, and I don't think you really are either, about whether they have multiple guys get 1,000 yards. But will they have multiple guys who are threats, who are, you know, a threat to get 100 yards in a specific game? And I think the way to do that is not just have those two, but have a third guy who's a threat. And, you know, is that Keandre Lambert-Smith? Pretty good chance it could be him. And wouldn't that be nice to have three wide receivers who are real legitimate threats? All right, finally, let's get to the offensive line, Dusty. The tackles are set. Miranda's going to be your center. Question is about the two guards.
I mean, these two are technically two starting jobs up for grabs. I think the way that they have viewed Juice Scruggs and the way that they have used Juice Scruggs suggests that they have viewed him as a starter for the most part of last season. And so now it should be a pretty seamless transition for him to get in there and get the job done. Who claims the other starting job is really the big question, and how they go about filling out the depth chart, which I know James Franklin got into this a little bit a few weeks ago, just talking about, okay, do you have true guards as backup at guards, or do you have swing players who are technically backup at the guard positions? I'm not really sure the answer to that. But I think, you know, between ability and experience, Dez Holmes looks like the most logical choice to win that other job. Eric Wilson coming in from Harvard is a really nice piece to this depth chart. But Penn State coaches have seen Dez Holmes get the job done. They've relied on him as a swing player for a couple years now. The natural, you know, progression is for him to start at guard. But Wilson, Anthony Wiggins, Sal Wormley, they seem to like what they're seeing. I think they've got some nice pieces here. Nick Dawkins is another one. Golden Israel Achumba is another one. I mean, they've got some nice pieces to this puzzle that but I do think that experience is going to win out, and Juice Scruggs, Dez Holmes, and Eric Wilson are the most experienced guys.
That does seem the way it will go. And Juice Scruggs, the couple games he was in there, I really liked his athleticism. That will be fun to see. I think he will have the one job. It'll be interesting. I agree with you. It's probably between Dez Holmes and Eric Wilson for that other guard position. That's it for our big questions on offense. Stick around in quarter number four. Guess what we're going to do? Big questions on defense. Stay tuned.
The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.